This is Autumn McKenna bringing you a story from our school, Wittenberg University. Today we will be talking about Professor Hill, an inspiring woman who has dedicated her life to serving her community through education. She is a fighter for both adolescent education and women who choose to live their lives in ways that conflict with societal norms.
I chose teaching because I see it as an act of service and a contribution to the community.
At the start of every semester, Hill makes the decision to open up to her students about her personal life, specifically about how she has made the active decision to live both single and childless. But surely, this choice does not define Hill or how valuable she is to society, right? Let's have a look into Hill's background. She has dedicated 27 years to teaching young minds. 20 of those years were spent as a high school English teacher in various settings, while the other 7 she has spent here at Wittenberg University providing education to young adults on how to become teachers themselves. Hill has dedicated her life to this cause because of how much she values adolescent education, and this passion has become part of her identity.
It is tremendously important. I think education is everything. I think education is one of the most important pursuits of our lives.
Hill, like so many other teachers, cares deeply about this subject. But what makes Professor Hill so unique is the way she chooses to share her personal identity of being single and childless with her students, regardless of the societal norms of being a mother that are pressed upon women.
But I introduce myself that way because I want people to know that you can live a happy and thriving life without children, and that that's not something to pity people for, that sometimes people choose that.
Shania, a student at Wittenberg University who has previously taken Professor Hill's classes, found that Professor Hill introducing herself as single and childless is inspiring and influential.
A lot of societal standards and norms are based in like being so super family oriented with like having children and having a partner. And so I think that it was very influential for me, at least, because it showed like someone being successful and dividing themselves away from like the norm.
Hill's life is not at all dimmed because she is not interested in having children of her own. And neither does it mean that she does not like children.
I love living life on my own terms. Of course I love children. I would not have become a teacher if I didn't care deeply about young people. But I think I knew very early on that I could nurture and care for young people, even if they weren't my biological offspring.
There is no doubt that Professor Hill has been a huge contributor to the education of her various communities throughout her life. She has been at the forefront of the well-being of our future generations, and you would think that her service would not be disregarded due to how she has chosen to live her personal life.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too.
This was a comment made by J.D. Vance on national television. After, a new sign appeared on Professor Hill's door reading, "Proud Childless Cat Lady."
The message that childless women do not contribute to society is outrageous. When he said that, I did some math. Conservatively, if I have taught 100 students a year, that means at this point in my career that I have worked with 2,700 young people. I view that as a contribution to the community.
Shania agrees with Professor Hill that having a family does not define who you are.
Someone doesn't have to have children and be married to someone in order to make a difference and to be influential in the United States or just in like the world and society in general. Having a family doesn't define someone completely.
Hill was not always this secure in her identity, but now that she is, she advocates for it and for other women who potentially might feel the same. She is a perfect example of a strong and independent woman who leads an inspiring and fulfilling life. At the end of the day, it is not her womb or marital status that decides whether she has contributed to her community, but her 27 years spent on nurturing developing minds.
And certainly when I was younger, I would sometimes think, like, this is how I feel, but this does not seem to be what's culturally expected. You know, is there something wrong with me? But the older I have gotten and the more confident and secure I am in who I am, the more I know that these are the right choices for me. I would never, you know, when I introduce myself that way in class, it is not because I'm trying to recruit people to my lifestyle, but because I want people to know that I have chosen this and that I'm very happy with my life and my choices. I think I'm trying to set an example for young people who might also feel like, I really like to be myself and I'm not sure I want to get married or have children and that seems strange and I'm just trying to live by example. I have a really beautiful life that I feel very grateful for.